Brad Allen here with you, and we are talking with the head coach of the Alcona Tigers football team, Jason Summers. Jason, I really appreciate the time. Thanks for getting on.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
So, Jason, the reason that we're getting on is the Alcona Tigers football team has made the switch now from 11-man to 8-man football. Can you talk a little bit about how that decision came about?
Yeah, the 8-man football has been a topic we've discussed for at least 4 years here at Alcona. And the athletic director, as well as the coaching staff, we get together at the end of every year, discuss how this last season went, and then talk about this sort of thing. And we had a feeling that this was coming down the pipeline, but this year it just seemed to all come together with a little bit of declined participation, and then of course the COVID. It made us realize that trying to put together two 11-man teams wasn't going to be beneficial for our students anymore. So we decided to go ahead and throw our hat into the ring for this 8-man game and see if we can increase participation and give our students a better product.
Right, and that's something that with some of the other teams in the area, Jason, that has really been shown. Maya, when they made the switch, got increased participation and better results. Whittemore Prescott had a good season this past year in their switch to 8-man football. Is that something that you think could be happening at your school with your team too, that you might get a few more players out there and you might see some a little bit more success, maybe a little bit more exciting team?
Yeah, you know, with the game being a little not as crowded, get some less likely chance of injuries. I think that helps increase participation with students. And so hopefully we'll be able to get some increased participation. You know, we've had some really good players here in the past, but when you're only talking about 12 or 13 guys on an 11-man squad, it just makes it really hard with injuries, and it makes it hard for them to compete. So the fall off in record is not really so much an indication as lack of talent as it is lack of just sheer numbers.
Right, because everybody's playing both sides of the ball at that point.
Yeah, whether you're a freshman or a senior. Yeah. And, you know, a freshman, that young man's about 14 years old, and he's competing against kids that are 17, 18 years old. It's just not a place where they can compete real well, so hopefully by doing this, we can get them down in a place where they can compete, have fun, and be competitive.
Right, so some of the teams you're going to be competing against, there's been talk about trying to join that North Star 8-man conference. What's kind of the status on who you're going to be playing? Are you going to be in that North Star conference?
This upcoming year, we're going to play a partial schedule in that North Star conference. And then which will be the fall of 2022, we will be in the full-fledged conference. So this year, I think we're playing teams like Hillman and Whittemore Prescott that are in the conference currently. Mm-hmm. And then we'll add in Augrey. So then we'll add more from there.
Great. Awesome. And so Alcona football, known as kind of that smash mouth style. You love that wing T formation with the three running backs behind the quarterback. It's been very successful at Alcona. Making the switch to 8-man, not necessarily conducive to doing the three running back situation, but have you been able to maybe implement that style of offense a little?
Yeah, so we still be able to run, you know, basically what looks like a double tight set with power backs. And we have a really good young offensive mind coach here with our staff who's already done some of that converting over, so we're pretty excited about that. As well as the season progressed this year, we started to run some spread and stuff, so I think we can use our strengths to be able to maybe culminate both of those and see what we can get out of that.
Awesome. Let's talk. I know we're months away from this upcoming season, but to wrap up here with you, you mentioned it's not a lack of talent at Alcona that led to the tough season this past year. With some of the players that you have, including Gavin Walker, is one of the names that I paid attention to this past season. He's going to be back. Are you excited about the players you have coming back that can help teach these guys, the rest of your team, the 8-man football game?
Yeah, you bet. We got, of course, Gavin. He's a real explosive player, can play a multitude of spots. But some kids you may not have heard of that would fit right into this game. They can run really well. Noah Mercer and Hunter Rigby. Mm-hmm. So those are a couple of names that we're looking for big things for. We got a sophomore coming up, be Gavin's younger brother, Colin. He's a pretty exciting football player, did a lot of good things for us last year. So, yeah, we're excited. We're excited because in this game, doesn't call for a lot of linemen. That's where we're really short right now. Mm-hmm. But it calls for a lot of skill positions. So, and then we're kind of heavy there. We got a couple of young kids that throw the ball around a little bit. So we're excited.
Awesome. And as you should be, head coach of the Alcona Tigers, Jason Summers, as the Alcona Tigers are making the switch to 8-man football. It should be a great season upcoming. Coach Summers, I really appreciate you taking your time, and we'll be looking forward for the Alcona Tigers in 8-man football this upcoming season.
All right, and thank you guys for doing what you do for us.